many of those confounded rats in South Ward now. I got back from me campaigning and travelling too late. The bally place is swarming with them. That lot today aren't the only ones I ran into. I've seen patrols everywhere. Now, Ferb tells me that me old friends Gale Squirrel King and his good lady wife had the very throne pulled out from under them by invaders and villains. A couple of fox beasts, I hear. One said to be half wolf. Tch, the ruffian'll be half dead if he ever crosses my trail. Actually, I was on me way to Castle Floret with the squad when I bumped into you chaps. What do you say? Care to join us?
Marielle exchanged a grim nod with Dandin before answering.
We're with you. After what we saw today of those filthy rats, Dandin and I are game for anything that will rid the land of them and their evil kind.
Ain't that easy, sirs,
said Ferb straight for us, shaking his head.
You've only seen but a few of Fox and Wolfer's horde. Gird boatloads of everments came to this land. Morning leaves and autumn winds. Oh, they be too a plenty for the likes of us to cope with.
Maldon the Magnificent sniffed as he twirled his waxed mustachios.
Balderdash! Quality counts, old lad, not quantity. I've proved it myself many a time. What do you think these medals are for? Cleaning me porridge bowl and going to bed early?
Not so hasty, Meldrum.
Dandin spoke up on Ferb's side.
Dashing deeds and dead heroes would be a sad fact in the face of a horde such as our friend Ferb described. Mayhap we should be a bit careful and take a closer look before rushing madly in.
Indeed,
Meldrum said, wiggling his ears huffily.
You took the very words out of my mouth, young fella. Proceed with extreme caution, then wallop em when the time's ripe. That's what I always say.
Marielle could see Meldrum was in a touchy mood. She ended the meeting by yawning and stretching.
Oh, I suggest we sleep on it. We're all tired and need a rest.
Meldrum loosened his tunic buttons.
Of course. Tucker first, shut eye next, then action. Eat, sleep, and fight, in that order. It's always been me motto. I'm glad I thought of it, what?
Suppressing a giggle, Marielle lay down, saying,
I don't know where we'd be without your wise counsel, sir.
Meldrum peered hard at her in the darkness.
Tell you something else, missy. Better off sleeping out here under the stars, what? Dreadful fellows for snoring these moles. And those young troops of mine sound like a pack of hogs in a truffle patch. Advise bedding down outside. Berth for your bed, sky for a blanket and all that. Capital stuff.
Dandin yawned and closed his eyes.
We'll take your word for it, Meldrum.
The old hare hit the ground with a resounding thud, nestling his head into a grass tussock.
Sensible creature. I can see we're going to get on well together. Good night, chaps.
He was instantly asleep. After suffering an hour of his stentorian snores, Marielle, Dandin and Ferb crept around to the other side of the hill. The old mole stuffed grass into his ears as he commented,
I can hear Meldrum a-snoring from here. He could win a girt fat medal for snoring. That would be a champion, but I.
Dandin drifted off to sleep, wondering how his old friend Saxtus was coping as Abbot of Redwall, and his companions, Durry, Roof, and the other good Abbey comrades, Mother Mellis and Simeon. Were they still well and happy, enjoying a long, peaceful mossflower summer? A wave of longing for his old home swept over him. What was he doing here? 4 seasons away from the abbey he had been brought up in, going off to fight some other beast's war. Then he thought of Marielle, the truest mouse maid he had ever stood alongside, through thick and thin over many adventures, trekking, eating, thinking and fighting together in all manner of strange places, making new friends and fighting many enemies. A smile passed across the face of the sleeping mouse warrior. This was the life. He would not have had it any other way.